The 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival returns to downtown Pittsfield for the 8th year and features music, theater, dance, film, visual arts, spoken word, comedy, and more, including Barrington Stage Company's 10x10 New Play Festival, which we will learn more about right now. Directors for the 10x10 New Play Festival are Barrington Stage Company Artistic Director Julianne Boyd, and returning for his 3rd year, Matthew Penn, who is, among his many accomplishments, a co-artistic director of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab in Great Barrington. Julianne Boyd and Matthew Penn, welcome back to the Roundtable.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
So 10x10, of course, we've talked about it many years before, but one mustn't assume that anyone listening knows what it is. So give me an overview, please.
The 10x10 New Plays Festival that we're doing is 10 minute plays in one evening. They're pretty funny. We have a couple serious ones, but basically it's an evening of pure fun. We do 5 10-minute plays, an intermission, 5 more, and this will be our 8th year.
How are the plays selected?
Well, the plays are selected from submissions. We put a sort of an all-points bulletin out in September and say, you know, playwrights we know, those playwrights get in touch with other playwrights and so forth. This year we had 200 submissions.
Wow.
That are all read between September and the beginning of December. And then we sort of cull it down to like 30 and then 20 and then our 10 final plays that we do.
Who reads them? Who chooses them?
My assistant, who's a literary associate, Lila Teitelman, reads them, and we usually hire another reader, someone who reads plays for us. They read all 200. I usually read about 30 of them.
Okay.
And someone on our other staff who's in the artistic team might read about 30, too. But it's a pretty heavy-duty, you know, reading period to get these all read.
I can't imagine. And do you know about how long, I'm sure it's give or take, but about how many pages is a 10-minute play?
It is about 10 pages.
Okay.
It could be anywhere depending on whether it's single lines and there's more spacing or, you know, monologue that, of course, is more, you know, single spaced. I would say anywhere from 9 to 11 pages generally.
Okay. And do you know on the first page if you like it or not?
No. I wish I did. I could move quicker.
Sure.
No, because oftentimes there's some that are plays. They have beginning, middle, and end. And oftentimes there's a twist at the end, which is, of course, is wonderful. And others are skits. Others are almost like Saturday Night Live skits. And we mix our skits with our plays because it's just a great variety. And, I mean, occasionally I'll know that it's really bad.
Sure.
But most of the time I'm saying, what's the point? What is the playwright trying to get to? And so, you know, it's not so difficult to read the 10 pages.
And then each of you direct 5 of them. How is it decided which of you will helm each one?
Well,
You fist fight about it.
No, we don't. I think what I've done lately,
of course not,
because I read them all, I think I choose 2 of them. And then I give the rest to Matt and say, do the ones you want, and then I'll do the ones that are left. 2 or 3, depending.
Yeah, we sort of mix and match a little bit. You know, sometimes we say somebody has a passion for this play or a passion for that play. But that's always been kind of a nice conversation, kind of fun. And we often see something, you know, somebody's read the play and has an insight about it that the other hasn't had. But that's the fun of it. You know, that's the fun of it.
How is the casting done for these 10-minute plays?
Well, we've had a couple of actors who've been there from the get-go. Like Peggy Farr Wilson has done all 8 years. Robert Zuckerman, who's doing this year, has done it for 5 years. One of the actresses she's actually a local actress, meaning she has housing locally, although she also lives in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So we hired her last year. And this year we hired 3 actors. We did auditions in New York and hired the 3 other actors.
And so that company does each of the plays. They're playing multiple roles.
Right. I mean, it's 3 men, 3 women, and they're in the 50 to 60 range, 30 to 40, 20 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
So that combination of 6 actors do all the plays. And that's kind of fun. You might have the older man with the younger woman or the older woman with the younger man. But betwixt those 6 actors, we're able to cast each of the plays. And that's also fun because you get to see all of these actors play 3 and 4 roles over the course of the evening.
What is it like as a director for each of you to be working on these multiple projects at once? How do you keep track of what you're doing?
It's not difficult. I mean, the plays are so different.
I don't believe you. I think it sounds difficult.
Yeah, no, but
I believe it's easy for you.
Do you know what it's difficult for? It's difficult for the stage manager to schedule all of them because we basically start with, we each take an hour with each piece, and then we'll find like, oh, I need more time with that one. And then the next day someone will get an hour and a half, or I don't need as much time. And then we cut it down. So, but I think we pretty much know from the beginning, like, this year, every year, okay, this piece I'll need more time with. It tends to be a little longer, more involved, and sometimes they need to be trimmed. They're a little longer than 10 minutes, so we need to work with the actors and then get in touch with the playwright.
It tends to be, I mean, Julie and I have both done a lot of work over the years, so we're able to kind of cut to the chase very quickly in terms of the using rehearsal time in a kind of efficient and smart and hopefully fun way. So there's certainly times where you sort of say, yes, we would talk about that, but we're not going to talk about that here.
And we ask them to have their lines learned because we literally have 8 days rehearsal.
Wow.
It's so much fun. It's just so much fun. They're all game for it. And even though we make some cuts and so forth, they come in knowing. The first couple of years, we didn't ask them to learn their lines ahead of time. We were like getting into tech rehearsal and they didn't know their lines and it was difficult. And finally we said, these are 10 short plays and they're not all in all of the plays. Mm-hmm. Each actor's in probably averages around 4 plays.
It's quite a popular event that you have. You've added a week of performances this year. They will be performed February 14th through March 10th, so basically a month. And right now, what stage are you in rehearsal? Or not yet.
Second day of rehearsal.
So how was...
We're still learning each other's names.
Of course. Would you please tell me about some of the plays?
Well, I mean, you know, like all of these, the last 2 years that I've done them, it's wonderful in that you have this kind of breadth of topical material, all very kind of quickly and efficiently told. So there's a play about sort of military and sexuality story between two people of very different generations, a man and a woman. You have a sort of the sensitivity to gun violence in one and perhaps hypersensitivity.
But done in a very funny way.
Yeah.
And that, you know, parents are wondering whether their child in kindergarten, did a little project with holders, paper, you know, towel holders or toilet paper holders. And could it be a gun?
Mm.
And it just makes you kind of think and question. And then, of course, it turns out to be humorous. Most of these have humorous overtones, but there are a few that are more serious.
Yeah.
So 172 push-ups is the sort of military one.
That's the military one. Organic seed is about two different generations of farmers competing for kind of what is the most healthy paradigm. But Pipeline and Charlottesville are rather more conspicuously political, may not be the right word.
But. Right. Well, I think this year we got more that have either political themes or caring about what's happening in this world.
Happen.
And so we looked harder for the funny ones. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, the it starts off with double entendre, and a man says to a woman, they're waiting in line for something. You know, it's a beautiful day, and she comes on strong. I won't tell you what the line is, but it's like, are you making a pass at me? You know, it's a takeoff on Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very funny, and it gets even funnier and a little raunchier. But Charlottesville is actually, Suzanne Bradbury, I think, had a play done at Albany at Cap Rep, and she had a play done at our theater as well. Really a wonderful playwright. Wrote a piece about her hometown, Charlottesville, Virginia, and it's about a daughter who addresses the mother like, I think your son, meaning her brother, was involved in beating someone up at Charlottesville. And the mother says, oh, no, never. That could not have happened. And it's just a twist at the end again. But and so I think that's really interesting. Pipeline is basically about a pipeline being built in the Berkshires by Michael Brady, a local playwright, and really, really interesting. And then you have that next to, say, 'Twas the Day After Christmas, which Matt's directing.
Which is just a good sort of character back and forth about a man who is returning his fake Christmas tree for about the 6th time. Each year, December 26th, he arrives to return it, claiming some other reason. So, they're a wonderful mixture of really fun and obviously comedic, but also with a real socially aware. As Julie says, in this climate, people are much more inclined to write about something substantive because sitting at home by yourself is not really a viable thing in the face of what's happening.
And we always say, if you don't like one play, there's another play coming in 10 minutes.
Right.
And so, I mean, the first weekend is already sold out, I should tell you. And then, of course, the other three are not. It runs Thursday through Sunday. But the ticket prices are really reasonable, like $30 and $35. This is not something that we just want the public to come out, the local residents to come out and to enjoy themselves and have fun. And we find that it also attracts young people because I think the attention span is something that 10-minute play over 10-minute play, it moves fast and it's fun. And it's sometimes easier to get a younger audience in for them than it is for a two-hour play in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also great to have it at this time of year when there is nothing, certainly, but less going on in the region for the culture vultures.
Mm-hmm. I was amazed when the door opens, and the last 2 years I've done it, it's every performance is sold out. Every performance is sold
right.
out.
And even if it's snowing, I mean, sometimes you think about, gee, should we cancel? It's snowing. Nope. People do not want to give up their tickets. And so I think it's kind of exciting. There's also the whole festival in Pittsfield, the 10 by 10 festival, which is kind of wonderful because it's like there's a dance 10. There are 10 dance companies that are performing actually at Barrington one Sunday. There are sometimes there's a painting show. There's a show of 10-inch paintings. And sometimes there are iPhone movies, 10 iPhone movies. So it's a great way to get the whole town and the whole city involved. And I think last year we had like over 6,000 people coming to Pittsfield for these weeks.
That's wonderful. Barrington Stage Company's 2019 10 by 10 New Play Festival will take place February 14th through March 10th with performances at Barrington Stagecoast St. Germain Stage. The New Play Festival is part of Pittsfield's 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, barringtonstageco.org or discoverpittsfield.com for more information. And those links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Julianne Boyd and Matthew Penn, lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in.
A pleasure.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.